Well, Kevin, obviously, when we talk about trade, I realize it's kind of been an up-and-down issue this past few months, but things have looked pretty good recently. We've got some trade deals put together, and when it comes to the meat industry across the country, I take it things are doing pretty well in a lot of countries.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Beef's doing particularly well. Right now, through September, we're at about $6.5 billion, and we'll be probably topping $8 billion for the year in beef. So fantastic increases in all the markets, China being the exception in beef, and we knew that was going to be slow anyway. The pork side, in spite of all the retaliatory tariffs and things that are going on with Mexico and China, we're going to be slightly up. So like I said, in spite of things, it's going to be a decent year for the pork boys. We're going to top about $320 per head for every fed steer and heifer, and that's up about 12% year over year.
Obviously, each and every country is a little different about the way you have to go about things, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're happy that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement got hammered out and things got left as far as the red meat trade and tariff-free, duty-free. So we're glad about that. We're looking forward to making some progress with Japan. We'd like to get back on a level playing field there with all of our competitors who are part of the TPP-11 that's going to be ratified at the end of the year. And we need to make sure that we've got equal access there.
Japan, obviously a major country when it comes to U.S. products going over that way. You all spend a little time over there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been our number one market for years and still continues to have robust growth over there. We're in the top $2 billion there. And Korea is another one that's been really good. Taiwan, we've seen exceptional growth out of. So all the Pacific Rim area, we've just been seeing fantastic growth. But Japan remains our number one market for both beef and pork, and we'd like to continue to see it that way.
When we talk about checkoff programs, a lot of guys may not know exactly where some of those dollars go, but you all are using some of those dollars to take the work and make sure you get these products in these other countries.
Oh, yeah, it's critical that we have checkoff dollars. We're taking those checkoff dollars, running quality programs, and then we're using the USDA, MAP, and FMD program dollars and leveraging the checkoff dollars with those, along with our own membership donations and contributions. So we just get fantastic support and really leverage our checkoff dollars, utilize them very, very effectively.
Kevin, I guess really in closing, for producers out there that are not as familiar about USMEF and some of the things you do, how would you describe kind of basically day-to-day operations and the things that you all are working on?
Just to put it simply, we're here to put U.S. meat on the foreign table. Every day, our staff goes to work, the volunteers go to work, and working on that goal. So we want to export as much as we can throughout the year.